Hi, this is Ted Nguyen doing Audibu with one of my favorite all-time public relations and individual people in the whole world, and that's Sarah Swenson King. And Sarah's in charge of a particularly important event that's happening this weekend in Southern California. So Sarah, tell us what's happening this weekend.
Well, on Friday, August 8th, the Orange County Public Relations Society of America chapter is hosting our 39th annual Protos Annual Dinner and Event Award Ceremony.
And so what is that akin to? I mean, I've heard Protos, you know, obviously I've been involved in past years as well. This year particularly, you know, working with you hand in hand, as well as other committee members. And, you know, tell us what Protos is and why is it so significant to the public relations and marketing communications professionals in Southern California?
Well, the word Protos actually means first in Greek. So this is an opportunity for all of the PR and marketing firms and individuals to submit their annual campaigns or total programs, really, for marketing, public relations, nonprofits, consumer programs, what have you, and to be recognized in front of their peers. And I think that that's a huge recognition because some of the firms that we have in Orange County are doing amazing things for clients, not only in Southern California, but actually throughout the entire nation. So it's amazing to see, and it's great to actually come together, celebrate. And what's really special about this year's event is we're also celebrating the 50th year of our chapter in Orange County. And I think that in and of itself is a huge milestone worth celebrating.
Right. And I know that, you know, you said that some of these firms, you know, represent major national and global brands as well, you know, household brands that people will recognize immediately. But we also have corporations and nonprofits as well as agencies, public agencies here that are, you know, very well renowned of themselves as well. So tell us about the logistics of what's going to be happening at that event and then why is it so meaningful to public relations professionals.
Well, we'll start the evening off with a great cocktail hour at the Disney's Grand Californian Hotel and Spa. And then we'll enter into our dinner ballroom. And we're really excited to have two very, very special guests. Our MC will be Eileen Frere from ABC7. And we're super excited to have her. I know that she knows the importance of what we do and how we can establish a rapport with people in the media. And then our other special guest is a band that's called Magic Giants, and they're actually up and coming. They had a huge event that sold out at one of the concert venues up in LA, and they're just really making their rounds throughout the country and even parts of Europe. So we're excited to have them before they actually, you know, hit the main stage.
Yeah, I actually saw them at an event and was particularly fascinated with them. They're very multicultural, but they have a very bluesy, folksy rock sound as well. So it's going to be a little bit different, the set that they're going to be performing that night on Friday. So tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. Well, we have about 120 guests so far that will be attending our event. And we worked really closely with the band management to see if they could actually play an acoustic set. And they agreed. And I actually think it'll be perfect, not only with that folksy blues that you're mentioning to go with the theme of Disney's Grand Californian and kind of the lodge, outdoors, rustic feel, but also an intimate setting for our guests and to be able to celebrate the 50 years, to celebrate and honor your peers and recognize them for their accomplishments in the past year. But it'll just be a great way to cap off the rest of the year.
So, you know, with public relations, with communications and marketing and the whole social media revolution that's taking place, why is it so critically important for people to be members of a professional organization such as the Public Relations Society of America, as opposed to not being a member and doing it, you know, from basically what you've learned from school or from your, you know, day-to-day experiences that you've gained?
I think the chapter offers a great setting for you to network with other individuals who are part of an agency, who might be part of a public agency. So you have a very diverse group of individuals coming together. It's one big family. And quite frankly, when I became a member at OCT and I work at OCTA, it honestly just gave me that opportunity to see what other people are doing and how I can learn from them and grow from them and be creative in my own programs and get those tactics and incorporate them for the work that I do here at OCTA. So it's really just one big family of networking and getting to know one another and just learning from one another. And I think that that's one of the best benefits that the chapter offers.
Right. And I think in addition to that, I mean, there's also the, you know, the spoken as well as unspoken code of ethics and the the high standards of professional conduct and behavior that public relations society members adhere to. And it's just one of those things that it's innate in those that are members, as well as those that really take public relations seriously, not as a spin machinery or trying to manipulate information, but really sharing stories factually in a compelling, you know, storytelling manner that really resonates with the public and really helps to move the needle on either public opinion, helping corporations reach their key milestones with the public as well. And then I think the bottom line is really moving the public to a place that's actually better, you know, for society as well as to move organizations, you know, forward the good mm-hmm. as well. So anything else that you want to share with us as far as for that evening? And can you tell us some of the sponsors that are responsible and making this event so successful?
Yeah, well, if you haven't purchased your ticket yet, we still have seats available and we'd love to have everybody out there to celebrate this big event. Some of our sponsors, we have Taylor Digital, we have Mind Hard, we have M2 Graphic Design, Covered California, Pradhan Studios Photography, and a few others.
Yeah, we also have a social media display that will be just really visual, and it will help inspire people to share photos and tweets, Instagram posts that will pop up on a big screen as well. And so all people need to do is hashtag PROTOS 2014. That's spelled PROTOS 2014. And that a visual social media monitoring and display. So it's really going to be engaging and really fun. So so if you, you know, can't make it for whatever reason, you can actually follow the action live as part of that tint up that you'll be able to share.
Yeah, we also have Business Wire and Westbound Communications who are also our sponsors. And like I said, I can't stress it enough. It's really just an opportunity to celebrate everyone's successes and share in each other's success and move forward to a bigger and better 2015.
Well, how you know, members and this role that you've undertaken has been a massive role on top of your full-time work and then everything else happening in your life. I mean, it's another big commitment for you. And how excited will you be to actually see it all come to fruition?
I can't wait. It's like T-minus 3 days or 2 days. I don't even know the countdown now. But now that I'm on the other side of it, this year we actually went digital with our entries for the proto submission. In years past, I remember even as an intern submitting those. So I think everyone was really excited and welcomes that new change. So that gave me the opportunity, though, to actually see what people are submitting. And it's amazing. We have, you know, Taco Bell. We have people working for Procter & Gamble. And the thing that I always say, you know, what we do is not rocket science, but at the same time, we're telling a story and we're humanizing these projects and these programs to the general public, and that's what's most important. Right. So
you have, you know, different tactical things like annual reports to websites to social media, but then also total consumer programs as well as community that will be happening later on as well. And then in addition to that, there'll be a Distinguished Service Individual Award recipient as well. And that's a great tradition to honor an individual that has made a significant difference in the public relations profession as well, and the Distinguished Service Award for the organization. And then also we'll be recognizing all the accredited Public Relations Society members that have just worked really hard to gain this level of professionalism as well. So anything else that you want to share?
Just one more thing for our students as well. From four major universities in Southern California, and we're really excited to honor them as well.
All right. Well, that's brought to you by the Public Relations Society of America, the Orange County chapter, along with Sarah King Swenson and a host of volunteers, as well as the board of directors from the Orange County chapter of the Public Relations Society of America. So thank you so much, Sarah. And break a leg for a wonderful event at PROTOS 2014.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Ted.